Hello friends, you are listening to Basically What's Happening, and today I will be talking about the emergency that happened in India, which lasted almost 21 months from June 1975 till March 1977. So never in the history of independent India have we faced a constitutional crisis like the state emergency that was declared across the country, and it was officially issued by President Fakhruddin Ali Ahmed on the recommendation of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. So it was done under Article 352 of the Indian Constitution because of internal disturbance. So what happened before emergency? The social and economic condition of the country was in a very bad shape during the 1972 and 1975 period. Although the win over the Pakistan in the war brought praise for Indira Gandhi from the common man, but the war and the 8 million refugees from Bangladesh had put a very heavy strain on our economy. After that war, the United States government stopped all aids to India, and the oil prices also increased. And this led to a general increase in the prices of the commodities. That is 23% rise in 1973 and 30% rise in 1974. So such persistently high level of inflation caused a great distress to the people. And moreover, the industrial growth was low and the unemployment was very high. The government's move to freeze the salaries of its employees to reduce its spending further led to resentment amongst the government employees. And monsoon failed, and which resulted in the decline of food grain output by 8%. And there was a general atmosphere of dissatisfaction with the prevailing economic situation all over the country. So the protests started happening. The protests in northern India, that is Gujarat and Bihar, in these protests against Congress and the Prime Minister. And in January 1974, the students in Gujarat started protesting against the rising prices of food grains and other essential commodities and the corruption in the state government. And the protests became such widespread, with major opposition parties joining it and leading to the imposition of president's rule in the state. And also students in Bihar came together in March 1974 to protest against inflation, unemployment, corruption, and the movement gained strength when they invited Jai Prakash Narayan, who had given up active politics and was involved in social work. This movement gained momentum with series of strikes and protests. The government, however, refused to resign. So Jai Prakash led a massive political rally in Delhi's Ramlila ground on June 25, 1975, where he announced a nationwide satyagraha for Indira Gandhi's resignation and asked the army, police and the government employees not to obey illegal and immoral orders. The government perceived this as an incitement and felt that it would bring all government machinery to a standstill. So, what led to emergency? The government responded to the massive strike on June 25th by declaring a state emergency that night itself, saying that there was a threat of internal disturbance and that a grave crisis had risen, which made the proclamation necessary. PM Indira Gandhi recommended to the president to proclaim a state of emergency, and he did so immediately. And after midnight, the electricity to all the major newspaper offices was disconnected and was restored only 2 to 3 days later, after the censorship apparatus had been set. Early morning on 26 June, a large number of opposition leaders and workers were arrested. The Union Cabinet was only informed about it at a special meeting at 6 a.m. after all this was over. So the government made a blatant and extensive use of its power for preventive detention. People were arrested and detained only on the apprehension that they may commit an offence. negating the judgment of several high courts. The Supreme Court in April 1976 gave a judgment upholding the constitutional validity of such detentions during an emergency. The Shah Commission estimated that nearly 1,11,000 people were arrested under preventive detention laws. Torture in police custody and custodial deaths also occurred during emergency. Sanjay Gandhi, the Prime Minister's younger son, did not hold any official position at the time. Yet he gained control over the administration and allegedly interfered in the functioning of the government. His role in the demolition and forced sterilization in Delhi became very controversial. Acts of dissent and resistance did happen during the emergency, but were few. Newspapers like the Indian Express and the Statements protested against censorship by leaving blank spaces where news items had been censored. In an All India Radio broadcast on 26 June 1975, Indira Gandhi said, "In the name of democracy, it has been sought to negate the very functioning of democracy. Duly elected governments have not been allowed to function. Agitations have surcharged the atmosphere, leading to violent incidents. Certain persons have gone to the length of inciting our armed forces to mutiny and our police to rebel. The forces of disintegration are in full play and communal passions are being aroused, threatening our unity. How can any government worth the name stand by and allow the country's stability to be imperiled? The actions of a few are endangering the rights of the vast majority." This is what Indira Gandhi said on radio on 26 June. Whereas the Bihar and the Gujarat movements were largely peaceful and non-violent. Moreover, even if some undue incidents happened, the government had enough routine powers to control them. There was simply no need to resort to such an extraordinary measures for that. In fact, the threat was not to the unity and integrity of the country, but to the Congress government and to the Prime Minister herself. So Indira Gandhi justified her steps in terms of national interest primarily based on three grounds. That is, India's security and democracy, rapid economic development, an upliftment of underprivileged and intervention of powers from abroad which could destabilize and weaken India. During 1975 emergency, Sanjay Gandhi began what was described by many as a gruesome campaign to sterilize poor men. There were reports of police cordoning off villages and virtually dragging the men to surgery. An astonishing 6.2 million Indian men were sterilized in just a year, which was 15 times the number of people sterilized by the Nazis. Indira Gandhi is also linked by the anti-Sikh riots that happened in 1984. So in 1984, when Indira Gandhi was the Prime Minister again, the anti-Sikh massacre of 1984, it refers to a series of organized pogroms against members of Sikh community across India by anti-Sikh mobs in response to the assassination of then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi by her Sikh bodyguards at her residence. So in July 1983, Sikh political party Akali Dal's then President Harchand Singh Longwal had invited militant religious leader Jarnail Singh Bhindranwale to take up residence inside the Golden Temple complex in Amritsar to evade arrest. Later, Bhindranwale made the sacred complex an armory and headquarters of Khalistani militants. In the violent events leading up to Operation Blue Star ordered by Indira, the militants supported by Bhindranwale had killed 165 Hindus in India. Operation Blue Star was a military operation carried out between June 1st and June 8, 1984 to flush out Bhindranwale and other armed militants from the Golden Temple complex. In this operation, Bhindranwale died and the militants were removed from Golden Temple. The military action was criticized by Sikhs worldwide who had interpreted it as an assault on the Sikh religion. And 4 months after the operation, Indira Gandhi was assassinated by her two Sikh bodyguards. Many Congress leaders were believed to be behind the 1984 anti-Sikh massacre. Several cases were registered against the Congress leaders. However, the CBI closed all cases against the Titler and other leaders in November 2007 for lack of evidence. And after the assassination of Indira on October 31, 1984, anti-Sikh riots erupted in some areas for several days, killing more than 3,000 Sikhs in New Delhi and estimated 8,000 across India. The perpetrators carried iron rods, knives, clubs and combustible materials such as petrol and diesel. They entered Sikh neighborhoods and killed Sikhs indiscriminately. The violence continued in Punjab in the 1980s due to the armed separatist Khalistan movement which sought independence from India. It barely has any relation to the emergency that happened in 1975, and the emergency, it was kind of unconstitutional, and it was more out of fear of losing her position rather than being concerned about the country. And it was in the name of democracy and the security of the nation and all, but there was no need to resort to such an extraordinary measure for that. Protesting is a right of the citizen. It is a constitutional right given by the justice system itself, and if there are no protests, then there are no opinions, right? And the government should not get scared by the protests and the opinion of the people, and it should focus more on the development of the country rather than development of its own position. So that was it for today's episode. Hope you learned something new. And I post new episodes every Tuesday. So do check out my next episode on next Tuesday. Bye.